My name is Jacqueline and I'm a volunteer for the hospice day visit program.
So how long have you been connected to this organization?
4 or 5 years.
And why did you come here?
Well, I've volunteered here because I really have an affinity with the sick, the death, and the dying.
So why do you feel you have an affinity?
I don't know. I've always been interested in the higher source or the hereafter or whatever. So for me, the journey towards that, it interests me. Like, how do people go there? So I don't know why, but I find it fascinating.
And when you say go there, go where?
Go leave their body, I would say. Go where? I don't know where.
So is that maybe the reason that you have an affinity?
Yeah. I'm intrigued in life after death. I still don't know what's out there. I became stronger in my own beliefs. So, but that has nothing to do with the volunteering. But that is why I probably chose this kind of volunteering, because I could have chosen something else. But not a lot of people would choose that direction. Like, I get a lot of reaction that when I tell them I volunteer for hospice, they think that it would be difficult for them to volunteer for hospice and people who are dying. They think that it's like a roller coaster of sadness, which is not true.
So what are the greatest rewards? What do you get out of it?
So you make me think, like, why am I really doing it? I think why I'm really doing it is if the simple thing that I'm doing, which doesn't seem like an effort for me, but is a great pleasure or reward for them, it makes me feel good as well.
So you're coming every Wednesday to do the day hospice,
yes.
Right?
And then I have a lady that is actively dying, but she's not like in the last 6 months of her life yet. So that's why we go out. We discovered Toronto together. Well, I have to say as well, I was new in Scarborough and I hadn't seen much of the city yet. And when I became a volunteer, I met this young lady and yeah, she's still so young. I was like, I cannot just visit you and just drink coffee. I felt she still had so much to experience life. So that's what we did. We discovered Toronto together. Or maybe I discovered it with her. Maybe that's better said.
Is there any moment with a client, with someone, that just had such an impact on you?
I would say more than one. My client, she's in a wheelchair. And I discovered that it's not easy to visit the city in a wheelchair. So I started looking for ways, okay, how can we make our visits different? And she explained to me that one of her favorite things was going to the beach. And online I found that the city has a wheelchair specially for the beach. What is it called? McDonald's swimming pool? The big Olympic swimming pool? So that's where we went. That's where they have one. I was able to transfer her to the other wheelchair and we rode on the beach. It was an experience for her. She hadn't been on the beach like in years. She hadn't felt the sand. The moment we drove the wheelchair onto the beach, I saw her face like changed, and I was able to get her out of the wheelchair and she was lying on in the sand, and yeah, just her closing her eyes and making an angel in the sand, like it brought me joy that she was so happy. And one of the moments I felt really proud was when the Olympics were on and they had built a wheelchair, but it's a musical wheelchair, so it's a musical swing where you can put the wheelchair on and it lights up And my client, because we were visiting the outdoor, you know, like the music festival and activities, and she was the first to ever go on that musical chair. So they were filming her, I was filming her, and it was like such a great moment to see her face and her laugh, and then everybody's going like, oh, this is great.
Has your life improved at all in doing this work?
I would say that my life has improved because it made me more confident. When I was younger, I used to be very timid and shy, afraid to ask for things. So it made me more confident to actually speak up and speak out for clients that cannot. Up till now, I've had clients who were not able to speak. So I don't know what that says about me, but they had a difficult time expressing their emotions. So what I tried to create was a sense of peace and maybe ease into dying. So how did I do that? I don't know. I always brought an iPad. And my first experience was this loving Italian family. And this lady was in the living room. Her bed was constantly in the living room. They had internet connection, like Skype, I would say almost 24/7 with her daughter in England. And he was like besotted of his wife. So he was like all over with care. I remember the first times I came, he was always there. He didn't really trust anybody with his wife. But I think that's the nice thing. I mean, as a volunteer, you start building a relationship. You start building the trust. And then after a couple of visits, it was like, okay, you're here. Now it's my time to go for a little, I don't know, a walk or do some groceries. And then we would start sing Italian songs. The one of the most emotional reactions I've had was random. I played the Italian anthem. And then, that sort of probably triggered memories and emotions and, yeah.
Do you have a sense of feeling more grateful after doing this type of work?
Yes, I would say I'm very appreciative of what I have, of how I feel and what I have in my life. I find it makes me more compassionate for other people, especially people with a handicap. Yes, it makes me see the world differently. I remember one of the first times visiting a museum with a wheelchair. Like, you don't realize that everything is so high, and you're like, oh, but she cannot see what I see. Going on the TTC with the wheelchair, the bus, the metro, doesn't matter. It's such a different experience. Like, we walk in, that's it. But with a wheelchair, there are whole different rules. It's like a different world.
If this organization was a song, what song would it be?
Light of Love. Was the other day, there was a question. We were with friends and playing music, and I was like, okay, if you have one song, you're on a desert island, and there's this one song you can take with you, like, what would that be? I was like, wow, that is such a big question. So, and for me at that point, because of course it can change, but it is Light of Love, Jai Jagdish. It is about walking your purpose, like whatever purpose I have in this world, I hope that's the path I've taken. And the clients are that song, it's Light of Love.
Would you have thought as a little girl you'd be doing what you're doing now?
Probably not, but on the other hand, when I was young, I was the eldest grandchild, and I was always with my grandmother. Yes, it's like we were probably thick as thieves, and every vacation or every opportunity I could get, I would visit her. And she would always take me out, like outings with her friends. To me, they were all ancient, like they were all old, but I would always tag along.
So you feel your grandmother prepared you for this work?
Yes, maybe she did, yeah.